I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 21. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
What we're going to talk about today are diseases that can adversely affect your love life. Now, this is a big issue. I've been in practice for a long time. I've been in practice about 34 years now. And patients come and go. Of course, we've seen thousands, probably tens of thousands of patients in our offices. And years ago, patients would come in and they would have issues romantically. They would, you know, talk about maybe not having a function. I'll try to keep it clean as a family show. And it was usually older gentlemen, people on high blood pressure medications. And that was something that we'd have to address. But now, recently, gosh, past 10 years or so, we're seeing a lot more people have romantic issues, men and women, earlier on. We had a patient come in the other day, and tall, good-looking guy. And you would think this guy, you know, has the world by the horns. And he came to me, and after a few visits, he kind of opened up and he said, you know, Dr. Joe, I'm having trouble in the romantic department. So we sat down and we had some discussions. Now, it could be a lot of different things. It could be diseases like we're talking about today. It could be medications. It could be stress. There's a lot of issues that occur. There's also an issue that comes up in modern times we didn't have 30 years ago is the chemicals that people are being exposed to. A lot of folks are being exposed to something called endocrine disruptors. An endocrine disruptor is a chemical that when it gets into your body, essentially acts like estrogen. And estrogen counteracts testosterone. And testosterone is your male hormone. And it's not just for romance. It's also for building muscle. But not just biceps and pecs. How about your heart? Your heart's a muscle. How about your colon? How about your spleen? All these things have some muscles in them. And so if you're exposed to a lot of these estrogen-dominant endocrine-disrupting hormones, it can affect how your muscles work. And in fact, there are cases where people die and we assume it's just a heart attack, but it's actually the heart just stopped because it didn't have enough energy, enough hormones and mitochondria function to actually work properly. So it can become a big issue. So let's talk about certain diseases, what they are, how they affect the body, and then things that you can do to fix it. Now, if you're just joining us, the first time you're ever joining us, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. I'm board certified in chiropractic. I'm board certified in orthopedics. I'm board certified in pain management. Double board certified in nutrition, BS in nutrition, retired dietitian, award-winning author. My radio show is nationally syndicated. From what I understand, we're the number one health and wellness radio broadcast in the world right now. And now, of course, we have TV. We're filming today. In case you're on the radio, you can see, you can hear. You don't know that, but we're filming today too. So let's start with diabetes. Big issue. Number one reason, or number one medication people come into my office with is high blood pressure. So many people are on high blood pressure medication. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Number two, I guess we're tied between cholesterol and diabetes. So a lot of folks have diabetes issues. So what happens is when high blood sugar gets into the body, it can damage the nerves. Now, let's talk about what diabetes is first. There's type 1 and type 2. Type 1 diabetes is when the pancreas is no longer producing insulin properly, or maybe it never did. Those people need to be on insulin. It just is what it is. You need to take an outside source of insulin, and it'll keep you alive. Type 2, which is far more common, is the body becomes insulin resistant. So what does that mean? Your body produces something called insulin. Insulin's released from the pancreas, goes into the blood, and it goes into the cells, and it acts like a key unlocking the cells. It goes into the cell, unlocks it, and the cell opens up and allows glucose or sugar into the cell to be utilized as fuel. It's a pretty simple process there. What happens is if you eat a lot of sugar, your body produces a lot of insulin. And so then the cells become insulin resistant. What does that mean? It means that the insulin is trying to unlock the cell, but the cell is going, I've got too much sugar in here. I can't put any more in. It's going to gunk up the works, so we're not going to put any more sugar in. Now we've got a problem. The insulin is trying to unlock the cells. The cells aren't taking any insulin. The sugar now has to float around in the blood. And when sugar floats around in the blood, it's a mild acid. And when acid gets into the blood, it can actually irritate or scrape the blood wall, the vessel walls, and now the body has to put down a scab, and we call that cholesterol. The cholesterol acts as a scab to cover up any damage that's happened to the blood vessels. And over time, the blood vessels now get smaller and smaller and smaller because the cholesterol starts to fill it in. And that becomes a problem. So with diabetes, many times we have circulatory issues because the blood vessels are damaged and they can get clogged up. So now we got a big problem. Now, when it comes to romance, which is what we're talking about today, you need blood supply for men and women. It's not just for men and women. You need to have good blood supply. And if the blood vessels are damaged and or they're clogged up, you're not going to get the right blood supply. So that can hinder blood flow, and that becomes a big issue. Men, performance issues. Women can lose desire. They may have pain. They may have trouble enjoying what's going on in their bodies. So we've got some issues there. And diabetes can be a big player. Now, if you control your diabetes, many times this solves the problem. So now we go into the question of what can we do to help diabetes. Couple of things. Number one, years ago, I was a news consultant and I was on TV, and we talked about things that you can do for diabetes, and somebody called in, and the study had just come out, gosh, it must have been 15, 20 years ago, wish I could remember the exact study, but basically it said, it was in the American Diabetic Journal, that if you ate between 68, don't quote me exactly on the number, 68 to 72 grams of fiber a day, you can reduce or eliminate the need for blood pressure medication. Diabetes medication, I'm sorry. Because what happens is fiber pushes the sugar through the colon and you get a slow release of sugar. Now, the body can handle slow amounts of sugar over time. When you get this big rush of sugar, that's when we have the problem. So fiber is going to be the key to helping diabetics. Where do we get fiber from? Plants. Animal products do not have any fiber in them. Is what it is. They're not plants. So we need to get the fiber from plants. So that's why, if you've listened to my shows before, I'm a big fan of a plant-based diet. And when I say plant-based, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. You want to stay away from what I call the seven deadly sins of nutrition: alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. And most of you thought the same thing right now. Well, Dr. Joe, that's everything. That's my whole diet. I can't not live without alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Yeah, you can. Or at least cut back, because I'm a realist. I understand you're not going to do everything I say the first day, but start cutting back. Start reducing some of the toxins in your body, especially the sugar when it comes to diabetes. So where do we get sugar from? Well, of course, there's plain old table sugar, but how about breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas? That's all sugar. So we really want to cut back on the sugars, and that's going to do wonders with diabetics. That's why diabetics doctors will tell you cut out the sugar. Now, I'm not a big fan of replacing them with artificial sweeteners, because the artificial sweeteners have their own problems. And in fact, they're pretty big problems. So let's take aspartame, for example. Aspartame breaks down to three components: aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methyl esters. Don't worry about the chemistry. I know it's a lot of chemistry there. But aspartic acid is what's called an excitotoxin to the brain. When you put large amounts of isolated aspartic acid in the brain, and again, you need aspartic acid. It stimulates the brain. It gets the brain working. But large amounts all at once, like taking an artificial sweetener, goes up into the brain, and it causes the brain to fire faster than it's supposed to and can literally burn out your brain cells. Not a good thing. So and then there's other issues with the aspartame too, but I got a lot to cover today. We only have a certain amount of time. So what I would suggest is using something called stevia. Stevia is a much better choice for a sweetener. Try to get organic stevia if you can. I prefer the organic stevia, this way you don't have to worry about other issues that come along with non-organic products. But that can help solve the problem. And it's safe for diabetics, which is kind of cool. And then you got to eat more fiber. So fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, absolutely positively a necessity when it comes to getting your diabetes under control. Actually, just getting your health under control. I shouldn't even talk about diabetes. It's health in general. So for breakfast, people say, well, Dr. Joe, what should I eat? I don't know what to eat. Well, I eat a little bit of fruit in the breakfast. This morning I had a mango. And sometimes if I'm hungry, I may have a little bit of oatmeal. Now, you don't even have to cook the oatmeal. If you have old-fashioned oats, those are already cooked. They're steamed and flattened out. So you can take that. I'll add maybe some raisins to it or some cherries, and maybe some blueberries are great. Little organic milk, coconut milk, almond milk, and just eat it like a cereal. Now, I remember years ago, I was bicycling around the United Kingdom, and I was introduced to something called muesli. I didn't know what this was. And basically, it's oatmeal with some nuts and some dried fruit in it, and that's a breakfast cereal. So I thought, why don't we just make our own? You don't go out and spend money on buying a box of muesli. Make your own. So organic oats, maybe some nuts, maybe some dried fruit. Put it in there. Coconut milk, almond milk. Have that for breakfast. Small amount, folks. Not a whole lot. Like a handful, maybe. That's all you need. And that should hold you over until lunch. Now, when you're first starting to change your lifestyle and your diet, you're going to get hungry. Once your body gets used to living on high quality, low quantity foods, oh, I like that. I've got to write one down. I like that one. High quality, low quantity foods, you're going to find that you're not as hungry anymore. But for the first couple of weeks, you might want to consider maybe having a couple of handfuls of nuts for lunch. Almonds, walnuts, pecans, pistachios, not peanuts. Peanuts have something in it called a mycotoxin. And mycotoxins can get into the body and can cause allergic reactions. So nuts would be great. And now I have something. I take something called Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. And now if you've never, if the first time listening, you don't know what they are. They're two products. I created them. And this Essential Source, we take raw fruits and vegetables, about 17 different types, juice them, take the water out at a very low temperature, and what's left is a powder. Then we add prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, a complete multivitamin. Tastes great, and we sweeten it with stevia, and it tastes great. Then I add to that one scoop of Dr. Joe's Super Greens, which alkalize the system. Most of us are way too acidic. We eat acid foods, the seven deadly sins, all day, every day. And we need to alkalize the system. And the system becomes more efficient when we take these acid foods out of the diet. So we use wheatgrass, barley grass, and alfalfa grass, which are loaded with minerals to neutralize the acids. And loaded with minerals, too. Then we add dults, which is an iodine. It's a seaweed that has a great source of iodine. Most of us are deficient in iodine. And most of us don't eat anything with iodine except for iodized salt. That's not even a good form of iodine. And then we add omega-3 fatty acids, chlorella and spirulina, which are the purest form of omega-3 fatty acids. So I take a scoop of each. I mix it up. I take some coconut milk, ramen milk, hemp milk, whatever on sale, basically. I shake it up and I drink it. Tastes great. And it's wonderful. I've had this out for years now. And it's funny because every now and then we run out and patients come into our office and it's like you smack their child. Where's the Super Greens? Where's the Essential Source? I need my Essential Source. Because once you start taking it and giving your body the nutrients, the minimum amount of nutrients that you need to function normally, it's amazing how good you feel. And not just feel good, you function better. And that's the whole goal, is I want you to get well and stay well. My catchphrase, naturally, I want to get you well and keep you well. So that would help tremendously. And then also, you're eating healthier foods and you're giving the body the minerals and nutrients that it needs to help utilize sugar more efficiently. So that's why I think everybody, essentially everybody, should be taking Super Greens and Essential Source, but especially diabetics. And if you want to increase circulation to your body, which is what we're talking about here, diseases that adversely affect your love life, it's pretty cool stuff. Now, another problem that comes in, we talked about sugar, is that if you're eating something called fructose or high fructose corn syrup, fructose, when it gets into the liver, has to be converted into glucose. And in the process of converting, if you do more than about 20 grams of fructose a day, the body produces uric acid. Now, uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. Now, I'm a chiropractor. People come to my doctors all day, every day. And we're in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. Patients come see my doctors and they're in pain. And so we want to give them the best chiropractic care that we feel we can deliver, but we also want to talk about what else can you do as a patient. And one of the things we recommend is cutting out the fructose. Fructose converts to uric acid. Uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. Uric acid prevents the body from producing nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, very important, because nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. And that increases circulation, which is why we're having trouble in our love life to begin with many times. It's a circulatory issue. So for folks that have these issues, I recommend Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, and Dr. Joe's Nitric Oxide. And then you want to get the adrenal glands working. We have adrenal support. And we can get adrenal support into the body with Dr. Joe's Adrenal Support, Dr. Joe's B-Vite. We have a bunch of supplements. And by the way, they're on my website, drjoe.com. I'm sorry. drjoe.com. You can see our store. We have all our supplements and our books there. And we also have, it's on Amazon as well. So to help stabilize and get the body healthy, I do recommend supplements. And that's the minimum. And then for our patients, we do a whole protocol to put it together. Heart disease, another issue. Problem with blood vessels. It can lead to romantic issues. Medications like high blood pressure medication, that can be a problem. So lifestyle changes, guess what? The same lifestyle changes that work for diabetes works for heart disease. Change your diet, get more activity. They make a big difference. And if you're worried about having a heart attack, if you have romance in your life, well, if you get healthier, you'll be less likely to have that worry. And as a chiropractor, of course, I always look at the nervous system because the nervous system controls everything. So if your brain is sending messages down your spine, out your nerves to every cell in the body, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the spleen. So if you have a pinched nerve going to an organ, that organ is not going to work at 100%. So let's assume I have an injury in my low back, very common injury. That nerve controls the back, hips, legs, knees, and ankles, but also controls the colon, sex organs, and bladder. So when it comes to romantic issues, not only are we talking about diseases that can adversely affect a romance, a pinched nerve can adversely affect your organs, which can adversely affect your romantic life. We've had tons of patients over the years come to us with low back injuries. Doc, men and women, I just don't have this desire that I used to have. Well, let's see if we can open up the nerve supply in the low back. And when you do, the brain is able to talk to the organs. The organs go, woo, and they start working again. So it's kind of fun to get that working. Now, folks, if you want to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge in the Atlanta area. We would love to have you as a patient. You can go to my website, drjoe.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. We come up first, but drjoe.com is easy. And you can make an appointment online. If you're not in the area, we can do phone consultations with our patients as well. We can do nutrition consultations over the phone. But we want to get you well and keep you well. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, if you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. I have never seen a car accident ever where the car was damaged and the occupants weren't. And I've been doing this for well over 3 decades. So make an appointment. We'd love to have you come in, drjoe.com, and we can get you set up as soon as possible. All right, so let's keep talking about diseases that adversely affect your love life. How about cancer? Certainly, if you have cancer, the last thing on your mind is romance. Now, chemotherapy can make you tired. It can certainly make you lose your desires. You might have pain from cancer. So once again, getting the body healthy is going to help tremendously. And what's nice is when we have romance in our lives, it releases a chemical in our brain called dopamine. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter that makes us feel good. It's what's released when you're in love. Remember that first time you fell in love and you were all stupid and doing stupid things and acting stupid? That's dopamine. You can blame it all on dopamine. So dopamine is going to be one of the keys to help you. It's going to help the body work. And how do we do that? By getting the body working right. Now, I find that when people have digestive problems, it affects their brain function, including dopamine. And the reason is this. You have a sheet of muscle called your diaphragm. And below your diaphragm sits your stomach. So what happens is you eat food, it falls through the hole in the stomach, hole in the diaphragm. The diaphragm closes, you digest your food, and you pass it on. The stomach many times can push up into the diaphragm. And when that happens, you're not digesting your food properly. Now your stomach's job is to take proteins and break them into amino acids. The amino acid tryptophan becomes serotonin in your brain, and serotonin is the neurotransmitter that lets you focus, helps calm you down. So if you're under stress, anxiety, depression, many times there's an undiagnosed digestive problem involved. Tyrosine becomes dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter we're talking about that makes you feel like you're in love and makes you happy. So if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, chances are you're not digesting your food properly. So you're not going to have the right amount of amino acids. So you're not going to be able to produce the right amount of neurotransmitters. And that can affect your love life. So digestive issues in a roundabout way can adversely affect your love life. Pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah. So chronic pain. I'm a chiropractor, board certified in pain management. Patients come to us all day, every day in pain. And we're pretty darn good at getting people out of pain. However, if you're in pain, the last thing you want to think about is romance. Because there's two types of nervous systems in your body. The sympathetic nervous system speeds you up. The parasympathetic nervous system slows you down. Romance is a parasympathetic function. Sleep, going to the bathroom, and pleasure. These are parasympathetic functions. Sympathetic functions. I'm in sympathetic mode right now. I'm thinking about the next thing I'm going to say. I want to make sure we cover everything in the short amount of time that we have. So I'm in a sympathetic mode. I want to shift to the parasympathetic mode if I want to do those parasympathetic functions like romance, for example. So if I'm in a sympathetic mode, it's really hard to get in the mood. Stress is a sympathetic function. Pain is a sympathetic function. So as chiropractors and the medical doctors we work with, our job is to try to get rid of your pain, but not just treat the pain, treating the cause of the pain, not just treating the symptoms. I am not against you treating symptoms, believe me. But I've got some old neck injuries. I got hit by a car when I was 10 years old, landed on my head. They thought I was dead. and this is in Germany. Gosh, I was in another country even. And so I've got some old neck injuries that without chiropractic care, I'd probably be dead by now. But every now and then, those old injuries might flare up. And I'm not against taking an acetaminophen to help block the pain. But then I want to find out, why do I have the pain? Try to get to the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. And that's what I want you to start thinking about. What can I do to actually get well and stay well? Now, if you're having trouble shifting into the parasympathetic mode, there's sympathetic and there's parasympathetic, you can do certain things, like rubbing your trapezius muscles, your shoulders. These muscles are innervated or supplied by the spinal accessory nerve. Spinal accessory nerve comes from your brain, and it's a parasympathetic nerve. It helps calm you down. That's why when you get your shoulders rubbed, it feels so good. I can rub my elbow, I can rub my thigh, it's nice. But getting the shoulders rubbed is going to really kick in those parasympathetics. The digestive system is mostly parasympathetic. So what can we do about that? You can get a hot towel, maybe a hand towel, wet it. If you still have a microwave, which you shouldn't, by the way. But if you do, wet it, put it in a microwave, just dip it in hot water, and just lay it across your abdomen. And when you do that, it stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps calm you down. A lot of times people can't sleep. Babies can't sleep, right? Babies are colicky. They're fussy. Neat little trick you can do is just lay a warm towel across their abdomen and you watch them start to kick into that parasympathetic mode. At the same time, rub their shoulders, rub their belly if you want to, kicks them into parasympathetic, off they go. So it's really cool. So when you understand how the body works and how the nervous system works, it's not that hard to get these things fixed. You just have to know how to fix them. And it's really cool because I've been lecturing. I've lectured to medical schools, chiropractic schools, of course, radio and television. And it's always neat when doctors call me up, medical professionals, and call me up and say, you know, doc, I've never thought of it like that before. That's interesting. And then they'll say, Dr. Joe, I know about sympathetics and parasympathetics and a whole bit, but I've never tied it all together. And this new form of healthcare coming out is called functional medicine. And I'm very excited about that because I've been doing it for 30 plus years. I didn't know it had a name. Now suddenly it's a name, functional medicine. And again, I'm not a medical doctor, but we're going to use the term functional medicine. So we try to get the body to heal the best we can using natural treatments, chiropractic care, massage, eating right, supplements. Because if we can get the body functioning normally, it's a whole lot easier. So when it comes to pain, pain can obviously affect your romantic life. Let's see if we can get to the cause of the pain. And again, if we need medication to cover up the pain, like if you ever took steroids, and I've had them before. Remember one time I had a real bad poison ivy rash on my arm. And I tried treating it holistically, and usually I can handle things holistically. And so one of my friends, he's a medical doctor, I took a picture of it, and I sent it to him. He says, dude, you need steroids, and you need them now. So he got me a prescription, and I took them, and the problem went away. Problem with those medications is they can affect your digestive system. And if they adversely affect your digestive system, right back into neurotransmitters again. So what I did was I made sure I took Dr. Joe's probiotics. So he took Super Greens and Essential Source because those have prebiotics and probiotics in them. I eat a plant-based diet. I've been vegan for 32 years now. So I got my body back to normal again. I see this a lot when patients come in for medication. Again, I'm not against medication, but we got to repair the damage that the medication did. And so many times patients come in and say, doc, ever since I took these antibiotics, I've had diarrhea, I've had acid reflux, my brain, I'm moody. We got to fix the colon to kind of rebuild those bacteria in your colon. In your body, you have mostly bacteria cells. In fact, if we looked at your DNA, all the DNA in your body, took it all out, 90% of it is not you. You're only about 10% human. How's that for a fact? Most of it is bacteria. And so we want to get the bacteria happy. There's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. So we want to make sure we're giving it to good bacteria. And we can do that with the right food, with prebiotics, probiotics, Dr. Joe's probiotic supplements. And so it's not hard to fix it if you know how. I don't know how to fix a car. My father was a mechanic, tried desperately to teach me how to fix cars. And I didn't get it. So if I sat down with a mechanic and studied, he would say, this is how you do it. And eventually I'd learn how to fix cars. Same thing with the body. When you understand how it works, it's not that hard to fix it. But if you don't know how to fix it, that's when you get confused. And that's where that functional medicine word comes in, where you start to take all your skills and make it more functional, which is kind of cool. A lot to talk about. We've got a second part coming up. We're going to talk about arthritis. We're going to talk about hormone levels. What else we got here? Parkinson's disease, loss of bladder control, post-traumatic stress disorder. And if we have time, I don't know if we're going to have time or not, some habits that you may be doing, not just diseases that adversely affect your love life. So folks, if you want to come see us, we have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We would love to be your chiropractors. We check the nervous system. We'll check the digestive system. We'll talk about supplements. We're going to put together a healthcare plan. Most people have an insurance plan, but not a healthcare plan. I want this to be a healthcare plan. So you go to my website, drjoe.com, set up a time online, give us a call. We accept most insurances. If we don't accept insurance, many times it's out-of-network benefits. We have ways to make everything work. And if you've ever been in a car accident, if the car was damaged, you were damaged. And you need to get fixed right away. The sooner, the better. But even if it was 50 years ago, you still need to come see us. So if you want to make an appointment, drjoe.com. If you want to order Super Greens, Essential Source, my other supplements, drjoe.com, also available on Amazon. Folks, thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.